Good day, I'm Anjui. James Sawyers with JIS Media News for Wednesday, August 30. Coming up, Jamaica records budget surplus. Public education campaign coming to tackle visitor harassment. And 18 more Cuban teachers join education sector. The news in detail after the break.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity from our own resources. Already, 16% of our electricity generating capacity in Jamaica comes from the sun, wind, and our rivers, with more coming all the time. The more energy we produce from our own natural resources, the less we depend on imported oil. Energy Vision 2030, clean, sustainable energy for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. Finance Minister Audley Shaw is reporting that Jamaica is now experiencing a budget surplus after years of budget deficits. Mr. Shaw says the primary budget surplus was $135.9 billion for the last fiscal year, $7.7 billion or 0.6% above the targeted figure. He says the surplus reflects the success of the various strategies geared at stimulating growth in the economy, chief among them the implementation of the $1.5 million income tax threshold, as well as efforts to keep inflation low and the inflation rate stable.
The strong budget performance has provided this administration with more funds for investing in the Jamaican people and future generations.
The finance minister also noted that Jamaica is now ranked 67th out of 190 countries on the World Bank's Doing Business report. Jamaica has welcomed another batch of Cuban teachers to be deployed to schools across the island to help boost the teaching of the sciences, Spanish, and other subjects. The 18 teachers will join 39 others who have been working at the primary to tertiary levels of the education system. Speaking at the start of a two-day orientation exercise for the latest batch of Cuban teachers, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry Dean Roy Bernard said their input in the education system is crucial as the country takes steps to acquire another language.
It's with a deep sense of gratitude that we welcome you, because you are actually fulfilling an immense need that we have in our education system as it relates to getting our young people, our children, to appreciate and to become skilled in another language.
The educators are in Jamaica as part of an exchange program through a memorandum of understanding signed between the Caribbean Community CARICOM and Cuba. The tourism development company TPDCO is to conduct training with contract carriage operators as part of initiatives to tackle visitor harassment. Executive Director of TPDCO, Dr. Andrew Spencer, says the training will target over 1,200 operators in Ocherius and Dan and Falmouth, Trelawney.
Over 1,200 of them between Ocherius and Falmouth, starting in October. Right, and we're calling that cultural sensitivity training. Understanding personal space, understanding that the U.S. traveler, for example, doesn't assume the first time they meet you that we're friends. And there's a different interaction with a friend as opposed to an acquaintance. Treat me as an acquaintance the first time you meet me. Don't be up in my space as much. These little things.
Dr. Spencer was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Tuesday. He says TPDCO is partnering with the Travel Foundation on a warm welcome campaign geared at training craft vendors. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness is in Chile for a series of bilateral engagements. Mr. Holness left the island on Tuesday for a one-day official working visit to the South American nation. The Prime Minister will meet with President of Chile, Michelle Bachelet, as part of efforts to strengthen bilateral cooperation between the two countries. Mr. Holness will also explore other areas of cooperation, including tourism and business development, with senior managers and national businessmen of the tourism and hotel industry at the National Chamber of Commerce, Services and Tourism of Chile. The Prime Minister is accompanied by Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Camina Johnson-Smith, Ambassador of Jamaica to Chile, Alison Stone Roof, as well as Economic Growth Council Member Ambassador Nigel Clark. Prime Minister Holness returns to Jamaica on Thursday, August 31. While the Prime Minister is off the island, Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, is in charge of the government. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.